As the Lord intervened and made known to people of the scripture their destinies, in one way or the other, likewise God is using this message to show you things concerning your destiny. I pray our Lord will achieve His purpose in you in Jesus' name. I will read from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 to 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. The Lord told Jeremiah the main reason for his existence, saying, Before he became a substance in his mother's womb, God had ordained Jeremiah as a prophet to the nations of the world. This is true to all of us. Before anyone materializes to anything on earth, God had mapped out what it would be in His great plan in the world. This is what is called divine destiny. Can we open to the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 14 to 17? And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zechariah was about his priestly duties when an angel of the living God came to visit him with a special message from God, saying, John the Baptist was about to be added to his family. The angel went ahead to narrate John's divine that he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him, Jesus Christ, in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. This is the plan of God for John the Baptist and his destiny. In Luke chapter 1 verse 31 to 33, we read as follows. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. This is the purpose of God for our Lord. In John chapter 18 verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Our Lord confirmed his destiny. He answered straight to the point, saying, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords, Savior of mankind. The Bible says, And he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke chapter 2 verse 11. In one of our messages, How You Can Fulfill Your Destiny, we briefly treated our Lord, the King and Savior of mankind, first coming, and the accomplishments of his task in the message, and it gave us a platform to succeed in our own destinies as well. In your destiny is your ultimate achievement. In your destiny is your earthly and heavenly relevance. In your destiny is your greatest reward. You should be bold to enter into your destinies. Moses was a deliverer and Paul an apostle to the Gentiles. Whatever your destiny is, humbly and gladly accept it. Paul says in Romans chapter 11 verse 13, "For I speak to you Gentile inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify my office." See what great thing the Lord did with the lives of Paul and Moses. He will do the same with you irrespective of the past or present. Only call upon the name of the Lord, all will be well. Always remember that God loves you. Hear this popular and wonderful scripture. John chapter 3 verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When you are saved, you are saved to continue in the good plan of God for your life, which has a reward here in this world and hereafter. Is anyone thinking, "Why should I worry to know my destiny?" If God told some people of the scriptures their destinies, I will read this verse for you in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17. "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." It is our responsibility to pray to know our divine destinies if we don't know it. What is the will of God for you? The will of God for you, your salvation and your destiny. Walking in your salvation and walking in your divine destiny till you fulfill it in Christ Jesus. The Bible says it is your responsibility to learn what the will of God is. You have to find out the mind of God concerning your life. You can know the will of God by the word of God, by praying and praying in the spirit. Mind of God toward you is the same as mind of Jesus toward you. Your destiny written by God is the same as your destiny in Christ. This is the reason we say pray to know your destiny in Christ, because divine destiny of each person is in Christ. The entire mankind is like one body. We have a destiny as one body in Christ, Christ being the head. The Bible gives a good description in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 to 14. "For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. For the body is not one member but many." God had mapped out a plan for us as a body of Christ. Nothing can change the truth. We have a place of glory in the plan of God as a body of Christ. Verse 12 crowns it in this way: "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ." We are many parts of Christ, the entire mankind, no exclusion. Whether you know it or not, you have a portion in Christ. Your portion is your own destiny. I mean, everyone has a destiny in Christ. Christ came and died for all to fulfill their destinies in the Lord. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, everyone has a portion in Christ by faith. I pray you will not lose your portion in Christ in Jesus' name. Is any voice saying, "What about Pharaoh?" We have answer in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. "As many that come to God and cry, God says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." The earthly work of our Lord Jesus guarantee and establish this world for you and all that are yet to come. Is there any thought saying, "I can write my own destiny instead of the one written by God"? It will entrust you to know that everyone has a task, just as the eye in a body. Suppose a situation arises where the eyes rebel and walk against the commands of the body, or refuse to walk. you can appreciate what effect this will wrought on the body. If two legs of a man decided to go in different directions, how will the body fare in this wise? What can we say if the tongue decided to shut its course and not cooperate with the mouth? Brethren, imagine this situation. The Bible has some serious advice for us. Let us open to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Can we read another version for more understanding? New Living Translation says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Take of it, brethren, if Paul rejected his task of spreading the gospel among the Gentiles, think of the effects. Will God be happy and keep on looking? If Moses rejected outright that he will never go back to Egypt and rescue his brethren from the hand of Pharaoh, think of the effects. Will God be happy and keep on looking? What of Joshua if he refused to collect the baton from Moses and lead the Israelites to the land God promised their fathers? Think of the effects. Will heaven be happy and keep on looking? As John the Baptist was sent by God, in like manner you are sent by God to this world. You are sent to execute a task in the world. Please, brothers and sisters, give your life to Jesus now and start to walk with the Lord in your destinies. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name.